K-O-Z-N. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
John, you'll be fine.
John,
you
got, just build things.
You'll be fine. Put
you
it together.
Tools, you have hands.
Sometimes the best stuff you can get, like solder stuff, is always great. You put it together and it's great.
Sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went on.
Or Legos.
I was wondering if you were going to hit the post. You were close enough. Worked for me.
So have you ever bought any solder stuff? Not Mike Solder, but Solder the brand.
Solder kit?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They make everything. Our first entertainment center.
Oh, wait, that's a brand?
Yeah, I have.
And the one we would always go to get it, you had to go to IKEA, or there was a place in Kansas City, you had to go get it and load it in the truck and bring it back. And it was the best. You had to put it together yourself.
Yeah.
But when it was done, it was by far the best furniture we've ever had.
Oh, see, when you were saying solder, I thought you meant like with the wire and
No. Actually, the brand. Yeah. And they had.
Yeah, there's a brand.
So they have this, the way they seal everything, it's not with nails, it's not with screws. It's this interlocking thing that you put together.
Oh.
And interlocking goes in this one.
Oh, okay.
Goes in, and you put them together, and then you just turn the little dial, and it locks it together. And that stuff just, it was so well. I had our entertainment center. It was the one with the Batman doors. You know that kind?
Yeah.
That open up like this and swing back. We had that thing for probably 15 years.
Wow.
And moved with it. And still it was fine. Yeah, good product.
Hold on a second.
Is this
a miracle may
is
have
it gonna
happened.
Let us?
Is it a miracle?
Did it?
I think
is it fishes?
I think
or
our
lawn?
TV now knows it's in Nebraska.
Finally. Did you have to make any calls?
You can make a phone call for that, by the way.
I know, but I didn't want to mess with it because this is the account I use at home. Oh, look at that. We can watch crappy White Sox baseball, but they're actually winning today. Congratulations.
I had that situation when I moved here from Albuquerque forever. They thought I was in Denver market.
Well, this happened to our guest today, by the way, Mike Schaefer.
Are you going to watch Rockies games?
Schaefer, during the last season, all of a sudden his MLB app thought he was in Cleveland.
Oh, wow. That's not
so
good,
he
man.
Was actually blacked out here from all Cleveland games.
That's horrible.
So he had to get on the phone and call.
That's one of his true loves. You know,
that
wife,
is one of his.
His new child and the Cleveland
yes.
Guardians. Ooh, I almost got that wrong.
Well. It's okay if you mess up on that one.
Yeah, I don't.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I don't. I try to say Commanders. That's the hardest one for me.
Yeah.
I never really talked much about Cleveland except for that year that they ruined my life by letting the Braves win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I never talked about them, so they weren't really ever. So it's easy for me to switch over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you know, you talk about that Washington team, the football team, all the time.
Yeah, but I'm used to saying football team. I still call them the football team.
Yeah. Commanders or Commies, they call them, by the way.
Which is hilarious.
It is very funny they call them Commies.
Baseball update, by the way. Did you know that the A's are beating the Pirates? Not in the game now, but in their series. They play in a couple minutes.
Well, I mean, the A's are better this year.
They are.
The A's are much better this year. Welcome to the Grum, everyone. The Grum Down brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard.
Roof.
Can birds use a broom?
funny. I get it. Sorry.
Is it time to reduce midweek games?
No, why?
Well, it's because people don't care about them. The players don't care about midweek games.
No, you do. You watch at least two of the teams that come to the college. I don't follow it much, but at least two of the teams that come to the College World Series, you'll watch. The reason they're there and the reason they're so good is because they're dominant midweek.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Precisely.
You have to have a deep pitching staff, and you build that in the midweek.
I was just making a joke based on
yesterday. Sorry about that.
Mike Schaefer, Husker 24/7, will join us. Shedeur Sanders to his ex-teammate. Do I know you?
Yeah.
College football playoff concerns. What about the rematches?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
More on the revenue sharing and how do you make that and Title IX shake hands? Dumb debates today, including one from Michael.
Yeah.
Which kind of morphs into our movies.
Have you? Have you done dumb debates with us yet?
Never.
Really?
Never. Oh, but I came up with one.
I mean, if you heard the old show, no, many dumb debates.
There's lots of dumb debates.
The greatest dumb debate of all time was the Federation of Food versus the... What was the
Galactic Empire.
Galactic Empire of Food versus the Federation.
Federation of Food is so much simpler.
And it's so much better because it's got alliteration.
Easy. Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
I like Federation of Food. And we don't use Federation enough anymore.
It's very true. It's very true. Unless we're talking Star Trek.
It's Round Ball Rock versus Inside the NBA. And is there a team that Zach Bryan won't support?
Okay, so this is what I just found out yesterday. I thought it was Zach Bryant.
No,
it is Zach Bryan.
I had no idea. Yesterday was the first time. It was exactly yesterday when I learned that his name was Bryant and not Bryant.
And it wasn't Kelvin Bryant either.
I love Kelvin Bryant.
Did you?
Remember, I grew up a Nelly Lyon fan. He was a Penn State player.
It also isn't Kobe Bryant.
No, it's Kobe Bryant. That one I know. Yeah. But I know him. I don't know this kind of music much. Mm-hmm. Although I am going this month now to see Chris Stapleton finally in Sioux Falls. Been trying to go see him for 3 years.
See, the issue with these country and Western stars is they all sound like they have the same name.
Not a Western star.
They do.
It's a country star, not a country
star.
He plays both kinds of music.
He does not. Actually, he does
Western.
Not play both kinds of music.
It's just a dude with two first names.
Well, you got Zach Bryan. You got Luke Bryan.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's probably a Brian Luke out there. There's probably a Luke Ryan.
Here's the difference, though. Chris Stapleton, up here, as a songwriter, as a singer. Those other guys, I don't know who they are.
I don't know any of their songs.
Chris Stapleton's amazing. He's a great songwriter.
I'm sure he's great.
I really want to see Sturgill Simpson. I think Sturgill Simpson.
I've heard of that person.
Yeah,
Didn't he play for the Browns?
No.
Spurgeon Wynn, my fault.
Close.
Same almost. Remember Spurgeon Wynn?
Yes, I do. How can you not remember Spurgeon Wynn?
Yeah.
How can you not remember Spurgeon Wynn?
Exactly.
All right, 402-951-1620, 42 degrees the source hotline. You can also hit us up, JTech Construction Zone Twitter page, at USC1620. Use the hashtag dumbdebates. I still haven't gone through it today, so I need to see if anyone's added to our supply. But please, send in your dumb debates anytime. Use the hashtag dumbdebates. And the Equitable Bank inbox, John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. Nick tells me he can't combine, so we'll be back after this on 1620 The Zone.